哈利路亚！奉主耶稣基督圣名在这边做见证。
哈利路亚 ！In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness for him。
首先感谢天父真神他的安排，让小弟夫妇能够再次的有机会到温哥华来。
First and foremost, I thank the true Lord to get the opportunity for me and my wife to visit Vancouver, BC.
这一次小弟算起来是第三次来到我们这边。
And this is the third time I visit the same church.
尤其这次真的感觉到心里头很激动。
And I'm deeply touched and thrilled, especially this time.
真的很感谢神。
It is truly thanks to the Lord.
第一次来还在住弟兄家那边聚会。
The first time the church service was held at the Brother Chu's house.
第二次在我们租的一个会堂那边聚会。
And the second time the meeting was gathered and held at the place that rent by the church.
那两次也正好都有机会刚好在一个段落最后的阶段呢，能够协助灵会以后才回台湾。
And on both the first and the second time, I had the opportunity to help out the Holy Work in Vancouver.
但这一次完全是出来旅游。
And this time, I'm just visiting as a traveler entirely.
因为我太太她也很难得有机会有一个假期。
And because my wife Holly had a vacation.
我常常想过说好像传道书第九章那边所说的，以所爱的妻能够快乐度日呢，是我们应当享受的份呢。
I always thought that the verses on the Ecclesiastes chapter 9, it is a true blessing that you can enjoy the day with your beloved lovely wife.
所以一直想找机会跟她一起出来旅游。
So I always trying to find the opportunity to go abroad and travel with my wife.
在两三个礼拜前呢，临时正好有一个机会，我们就报名参加一个旅游团。
And about two, three weeks ago, we had the opportunity to join a tour.
那本来这个行程是要多延一天，但是这一次正好又提前一天，所以真的很感谢神，所以最后一次留在温哥华这一天呢，正好能够在这边守安息。
We finally confirmed our schedule that we would be able to observe the Sabbath in Vancouver. Our trip
实在是想不到的一个机会了。
It is indeed beyond our imagination and a great opportunity.
来到这里守安息，又碰到我们从台湾来的好几位我们的好同工也都聚集在这边，这个地球实在是很小了。
And as we here observe the Sabbath, we also met the holy worker from Taiwan, so it is indeed a small world.
那车传道夫他们明天我们一起走。
And Pastor Chur and his wife will depart with us tomorrow.
黄约瑟执事呢，他要留下来继续工作。
And Deacon Joseph Huang will stay, continue to do the holy work.
我应该是最轻松的，因为他们都有工作，我是真的纯粹出来旅游的。所以黄执事他也很好心他将下午这个恩典丢给小弟。
So I should be the most laid back during the trip. I thank the opportunity for Deacon Huang for giving me this opportunity to serve to do the sermon.
那我们这边负责人的同意呢真的很感谢神让小弟有这个恩典能够在这边一起来查考圣经。
And also the board members unanimously agreed to let me have the opportunity.
在这里也见到过去很多曾经熟识的我们的同龄，也有很多我们可能大概都没有见过面的但总是能够在主的恩典当中一起聚集在这边聚会，这实在是很大的一种恩典。
It is truly a great grace that we can gathered together to enjoy the grace of God.
也愿主耶稣祝福我们温哥华教会我们所有的长子同龄
And may the Lord Jesus Christ bless the elder and the members of the church in Vancouver.
今天下午想用一段圣经替他做我们互相的勉励。
This afternoon, I'd like to encourage one of us with a verse in the Bible.
我们请一起来看约书亚记第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 5.
约书亚记第五章的从十三节到十五节。
Verse 13 through 15.
在这段圣经里头是记载约书亚带领以色列百姓过了约旦河之后。
After Joshua led the Israelite people through the river of Jordan,
当面临这耶利哥城，在攻打这耶利哥城这场战争之前
，and before they fired attack to the city of the Jericho,
那约书亚他在那边举目观看
，and Joshua at the city looked up and
不料却有一个人。出现
and surprisingly saw a man standing in front of him
而且这个人手里有拔出来的刀应该是一个好像武士一样的身份
and the person has drawn a sword like a soldier
那约书亚就到他面前问他说你是帮助我们呢还是帮助我们敌人呢
and Joshua went up to him and asked are you for us or for the enemies
就没想到这个人没有正面的回答他这个问题。
Neither the person replied to Joshua.
他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”
He said, "As I came here, be the commander of the army of the Lord's soldiers."
当约书亚一听见这个人这么说之后，他马上就知道这个人。其实就是神本身。
Soon after Joshua did hear this, he knew clearly that this is the God Himself.
表面上看起来，约书亚他是以色列军队的一个领导者，好像一个首领一样。
Joshua looks appears to be the leader of the army of Israel.
但他其实他心里头很清楚，唯有神本身。才有资格做耶和华神军队的元帅。
But deep in Joshua's heart, he knew that the only true God will be the leader of the army.
所以约书亚他马上就俯伏下来，在那边拜神。
So Joshua kneeled down and crawled away and to worship the Lord.
而且他从他那个态度，我们就可以了解到他很谦卑，在请教啊。我只有什么话吩咐仆人
So from this, we knew that Joshua was very humble, and he also said that, "My Lord, I'm here. Please send me."
从这段故事里头所记载的事情当中，我在想提到几件事情一起来思想。
So from this story, there are a few things to ponder.
我们刚刚有谈到过说约书亚他是以色列人他的一个首领
We just mentioned that Joshua is the leader of the Israelite people
一个领导者
He is a leader
但是他很清楚他能够了解到说真正的领导者真正的首领是神本身
But Joshua understood clearly the only God will be the leader of his army
但是我们不可否认的神将这个带领以色列军队这个责任交托在约书亚身上。
But one point we cannot deny that Joshua was given the duty to be the leader of the Israelite people.
所以从约书亚在这一段事情当中所表现出来的，我们可以体会到说，一个身为领导者，他所应当负的责任是什么。
So from this story, being a leader, we know that what'sKind of things that leaders should be responsible for.
而且他心里头他所盼望，身为一个领导者，他所盼望的又是什么
？So what kind of things being a leader should hope for?
那他应该有的态度又是什么
？And what correct attitude being a leader should hold?
首先，我们谈到说他的责任。
First, let's talk about his duties.
我们不可否认呢，约书亚他责任压力绝对是大的。
We cannot deny that Joshua is under tremendous pressure.
因为他是继承摩西的工作。
Because he succeeded Moses, as the leader of Israel.
虽然他过去跟随在摩西身边40年的时间。
Although in the past, Joshua followed Moses. For about 40 years,
一直不断地在学习。
Continuously, he learned from Moses.
个人常常想摩西这个人很伟大。
I always thought that Moses is a great man.
其中有一项就是他能够栽培一些后继者。
One of the things particularly is Moses can lead up the next generation.
他能够将这个棒子交给约书亚，而且教得很好，教得很顺利。
And Moses passed the torch to Joshua successfully.
但是我们也可以看得出来，约书亚这个人，他实在是相当谦卑啊。
As we can see, Joshua is also a very humble person.
他跟在摩西身边40年，不断的学习，这个不简单。
He followed Moses, surrounding him for 40 years and studied continuously.
一直到将这个工作交在他身上，他还是战战兢兢的。
It was until that the torch was passed on to him, yet he's still fearful.
当然，我们也知道摩西为了训练栽培这个约书亚，花了那么多心血，也不是说随随便便的就将这个棒子就交给他。
We all understand that Moses spent a lot of time and effort to teach Joshua.
因为从这圣经记载，我们可以看出来，他绝对是经过神的同意，神的悦纳。
And from this story, we understand that it was preceded and approved by the true God.
事实上，神也特别勉励约书亚，而且给约书亚一个很明显的证据。
As a matter of fact, Joshua was encouraged by the Lord.
我们请看约书亚记第三章。
Let's read Joshua chapter 3.
第三章的第七节
Verse 7,
耶和华对约书亚说，从今日起，我必使你在以色列众人眼前尊大，使他们知道我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。这是神对约书亚的保证。
This verse was a guarantee by the true God to Joshua.
那神到底给约书亚什么保证？
What kind of guarantee was given by the Lord?
40年前神要摩西带领以色列百姓怎么样过红海。
40 years ago, God wanted to, Moses to lead his people across the Red Sea.
现在摩西不在了，40年后，神同样的让约书亚怎么样带领以色列百姓过约旦河。
And as Moses passed, the Lord wanted to give this opportunity to Joshua to keep on leading his people.
当然这其中教训很多，但是至少有一点是类似的，这是借着这个事情来证明说他们是神所拣选的。
There is one similarity in this story is both are chosen by the Lord.
在上个礼拜还在台湾的时候
As I was in Taiwan in the last week,
跟我们神学院我们一年级的神学生在那边一起上课
I was in the class with theology school students.
我们去上民数记
and the class is about the numbers.
那上民数记前面那边有谈到说神特别拣选这些利未人。
And in the first part of Numbers, it is written in the Bible that God chose the Levites.
那有一位神学生他在问提出一个问题说，他一直想不通神为什么那么偏爱这利未人。
And one of the students asked that he couldn't understand why God was in favor of the Levite.
为什么特别拣选他们，而且又从他利未人当中要特别拣选亚伦来做祭司。
Why God particularly chosen the Levite and also the person called Aaron as the leader?
当然，你说从圣经里头要找到很清楚的一个答案或许有很多观点可以解释。
There are many aspects to interpret it in this point.
有人讲说，或许是在西乃山那边，他们能够分别为圣。
Some people say perhaps,
能够分别出来。
They were distinguished on the mountain Sinai.
但是我们谈到最后，有一个共同结论，就是其实 原因不要想太多，至少我们可以想到说，这是神的恩典，神的拣选。
But we all come to the last, to the same conclusion that this is indeed, the chosen by the Lord and the grace of the Lord.
早上黄执事有特别谈到说，今天信耶稣的人很多。
In the morning, Deacon Joseph Huang talking about the many people who believe in Jesus.
但是真正能够蒙神拣选到底有多少？
But how many of those will be chosen by the Lord?
有时候常常在想，我们身为真耶稣教会一份子，实在是多么大的恩典。
I always thought that it is a grace to be part of the true Jesus Church.
因为我们确实有把握，因为我们领受主所应许的圣灵。
For sure, we have the assurance of the Lord's Holy Spirit.
所以当我们每次谈到神的恩典的时候，我总是想到说，今天能够蒙神拣选，这就是最大的恩典。
So every time when I discuss about the grace of the Lord, it is true indeed a grace as we chosen by the Lord.
从那么多人当中，我们又是那么的卑微。
From so many people, we're a very small and trivial.
但是我们何其荣幸能够蒙神拣选我们。
But how thy grace were chosen by the Lord.
让我们能够恢复了我们是天国子民的这种身份。
And we have the citizenship as the citizen of the kingdom.
而尤其我们身为一个传道人。
Especially being a pastor.
所以我跟我们那些神学生就要说，我们更应该感谢神。
So I told the theology school students, we should especially say thanks
to God. 说起来就好像那些利未人一样。
We are like the Levi chosen.
今天神也从他的百姓当中特别拣选利未人，能够让我们有这个机会来做服侍神的工作。
So among Lord's people, he particularly chose the Levi to be his citizen to serve him.
所以其实说起来，今天我们有机会做服侍神的工作，我们就真的应当要珍惜，要感恩。
We should treasure when we have the opportunity to serve the Lord and give the thanks.
但是说起来，当然我们刚刚谈到说这个约书亚啦，他身负那种责任，可见这个压力也一定是相当大的。
So when Joshua assumed the duty, we can imagine how tremendous the pressure he has.
所以有时候我常常也这样想说，每次读到那个零五千的、零两千的、零一千的那个那个故事的时候，心里就这样想。
So when I read the story that Joshua lead 2,000 and 5,000 soldiers, and I always thought that
零五千实在不太敢想了能够零两千也不错了。
It is not bad if I can lead the 2,000.
但其实这都是多余的啦神要给我们多少我们尽我们本分去做就对了。
By thinking of that is redundant, it is up to the Lord how many that I can lead.
因为神所要求我们的其实就是要我们尽本分。
The request from the Lord to us is we have to do our own duty.
但是也不容否认你说你领五千的你真的你就要觉悟
，But
你就要你尽这五千的本分，你要不尽的话，你可能就得不到那种恩典。
But for who lived the 5,000, you should do your duty of the portion of 5,000.
所以有时候我自己想一想，不是偷懒真的也不敢偷懒只要做一个零两千、零那个一千的，只要不要像他偷懒的话，其实要尽本分也就很不错了。
I would think that I should not be lazy, and I have to do my own duty as the one who lead the 2,000.
所以从这个故事当中，我在想到说，约书亚他所身负的责任，这个压力绝对是大的。
So from this story, I can assure and believe that the pressure that Joshua had is tremendous.
虽然这个职分是神给他的。
Although this duty was given by the Lord.
但我们绝对可以看出来，约书亚他是一个有责任感的人。
But it is conspicuous that Joshua is the leader.
所以虽然神给他这样保证
，although God gave him some guarantee,
他能够尽他的本分，这 我并没有期待说他在那边举目观看。
And he can do his own duty. As Bible mentioned, he looked up.
我想这身为一个领导者，这是应该有的一种责任。
So being a leader, I think this is a very basic.
他要去观察。 要去了解。
And he should look up and he should observe.
那今天对我们来讲， 这个领导者不是说只有教会的传道者或者教会的长职负责人而已啊。
For us today, the leader doesn't mean the elder or board member today.
其实我们每一个家庭的做父母亲的，其实都是同样的这种责任。
In fact, being a parent and household, we're the leader.
所以我们必须要了解到我们所负责的这个责任是什么。
So we must understand what the duty that we should respond.
尽我们本分去完成它。
And we have to do our own part to finish it.
那由这里我们才进一步又可以想到说，约书亚当他发现站在对面这个人出现的时候，他那当时的心态是什么？
So what we can think about what kind of a feeling when Joshua saw the person standing in front of him.
他为什么会问他说你是？ 要帮助我们呢，还是帮助我们的敌人呢？
Why Joshua asked this person, are you for us or for our enemies?
我们想想看，在当时那种状态之下，他心里头所盼望的是什么？当然是很希望说能够得到一些帮助。What
Joshua was hoping for at that particular moment is that this person is helping us.
能够多一份智力，少一份体力。
A little bit more help versus a little bit more resistance will be better.
那今天我们在教会里头做服事工作其实也是一样。Today
we have to do the same thing in serving the Lord at the church today.
我们总是希望大家都彼此能够成为好同工。We
always hope that we can be holy co-workers.
能够成为好同工，这当然是。 是我相信是我们每一个人，每一个服事神、做服事神工作的人的一种，绝对应该有的一种心态。
Becoming a whole, good holy co-worker, I think this is the correct attitude we should all have.
但问题是，有时候人，我们人常常很软弱。
The question is, people are oftentimes very weak.
尤其在社会上的工作时候，这种争权夺利的这种环境相处一久。
Especially in the society at work, the power play, the political game that people encounter.
但其实我们要反过来想想，刚刚有谈到说，我们今天每个都能够存着感恩的心来做服事神的工作的话，那自然会体会到说，今天在教会做服事工作，绝对跟在社会上是不一样的。
But if we, everyone has a thankful heart to serve the Lord, naturally it is different from what we see in the society.
我们一起来看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第二章的第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3. Philippians
2:3. 二章第三节。 腓立比书二章第三节。 凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。 只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。 我常常用这段圣经来提醒自己。
I always use this verse to remind me.
尤其是最后这一节的最后一句话。
Especially the later part of this verse.
说个人看别人比自己强。
And every person should see that others were stronger than us.
我常常想说，今天我们要能够成为彼此能够成为好同工。
If we want to become a good holy worker today,
要是有这种心态的话，应该绝对没有问题。
If we have this kind of attitude, it shouldn't be a problem.
我常常把这段话用另外一个角度来解释。
I also interpret this verse from different angles.
因为我们晓得有时候人的这种血气，你说看别人比自己强这一点很不容易。Because
man has the flesh, and it is not easy to see others who are stronger than us.
但是假如我们用另一个角度来想，用欣赏的角度，
But if we have the attitude of to admire others,
所以只要我们今天会用一种欣赏的角度去欣赏别人的恩赐，
if we use this angle to admire others,
今天教会的工作，整个教会的这个工作啊，我们知道只要有人去做，我们就应该要感谢。
And the holy work of the entire church, as long as the people do it, we all should be thankful.
但假如我们存着一种心说，看到别人完成这种工作，心里好像有一种酸葡萄的作用啊，那就很不应该。
We have the attitude like a sour grape, when we see people do the holy work.
啊，我们没有那个机会去做这个工作，就好像吃不到葡萄，就说人家吃到葡萄是酸的。
If we don't have the opportunity to do holy work, then we said, "Oh, it is." We think about the sour grape.
或者心里头啊，心里头就在想说啊，只不过我没有机会去做。假如我有机会做的话，我做的一定比你还好。
And I always thought that if we have the opportunity, I should be able to outperform that person.
那这种都是酸葡萄的作用。
And this is all the effect of the sour grape.
假如有这种心态的话，大概不太可能成为好童工。
If we have this kind of attitude, we will not be a good holy worker.
啊，所以我们今天用欣赏的角度。
So we should have the admiring angle.
看到一件工作，我们有一些弟兄姐妹，他们热心的去完成它，我们充满了感谢。
When we see holy work be done by our beloved brother and sister, we should be thankful.
为他们来感谢。
And we should be thankful for them.
我们能够直接参与，我们或许应该也要参与。
If we can participate directly, we ought to do so.
即使不能够参与的话，我们用祷告的这种心态来帮助他。
If we cannot take part in the holy work, we all should pray for them.
所以我想今天在我们教会的服事工作、服事精神上，这应该是应该有的，每个人应该有的一种心态。
So every one of us should have this kind of attitude and the spirit in worshiping the Lord.
那我们回过头来看约书亚记第五章。
Let's turn back to book of Joshua.
当约书亚在问啊，说你是帮助我们呢，还是帮助我敌人呢？
When Joshua asked the man, "Are you for us or our enemies?"
结果这个人啊，怎么回答
？Let's take a look at how this person.
他的回答，照理来说啊，应该是回答说我是来帮助你们的，或是我是来与你们为敌的。
As as a common sense, this person should have replied that I'm here to help you.
但是这个人却不是这样回答。
And yet this person replied differently.
他却说我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
I came as commander of the army of the Lord.
所以说啊，我们刚刚谈到说约书亚一听到这个人这么说，他就知道这个人是神。
So when Joshua heard this, he knew that this person is the Lord himself.
因为其实只有神本身才有绝对才有资格做啊神军队的元帅。
Because the only God himself is qualified to be the commander of his army.
这让我想到一个故事。
So this leads me think to another story.
这应该是传说了。
It should be a legendary.
我们知道美国那个林肯总统相当著名的林肯总统。
We all know the famous president in the United States, Abraham Lincoln.
他在南北战争，他带领北军，说起来是相当危急的时候，他在那边祷告。
During the Civil War, he leads the Yankee, and he was praying.
他底下的人就这样建议了。
And his subordinate make the suggestion to Lincoln.
总统先生，对，应该我们现在真的应该要祷告，求神帮助我们。
He said, they said that, Mr. President, this is the perfect moment for us to pray for God's help.
没想到这林肯总统呢，这样回答说，他说他不是这样祷告。
And surprisingly, Abraham Lincoln replied this way.
或许我们觉得很奇怪，怎么不是这样祷告？难道平时像我们平常在祷告，不是常常祈求天父帮助我们，求神跟我们同工吗？
As we pray, we always pray for the help from the God to be with us.
那林肯总统他这么说，他说他祷告是求神让他们明白他们是站在真理的那一边。 意义是类似的。
So, let's think about it. It should be, there should be similarity.
求神让我们明白我们所做的，我们是站在真理的那一边。
May the Lord let us understand that what we have, or will do, will be on the side of the truth.
假如确实是这样的话，我们还怕什么？
In fact, it is that way, we should not be worried.
既然我们是站在真理的那一边，神必定跟我们，也站在我们这边，必定跟我们同工。
Since we're standing on the truth, God should be with us.
所以我常常在想说，我们祷告啊，光只是求神同工，神很愿意，必然绝对很愿意跟我们同工。
When we pray, I always thought that if we pray for the help, God will be willing to help us.
但问题是我们是不是站在他那一边
？But the questions are we standing on his side？
是不是站在真理的那一边
？Are we standing on the truth, the side of the truth？
所以从这个约书亚记第六章跟第七章，我们就可以得到很好的例子。
So from the book of Joshua chapter 6 and 7, it gives us a very good example.
第六章是攻打耶利哥城的战争。
In chapter 6 is the battle they attacked the city of Jericho.
神确实站在他们这一边。
God indeed, was on their side.
确实是做他们的元帅。
And God was, their commander.
所以他们得胜。
So they have the victory.
但接下来第七章攻打一个小小的埃城。
But in turns, on the chapter 7, they are attack a very small city called Ai.
跟耶利哥城比较起来的话，这个真的是实在太小的一个城。
Compared to the city of Jericho, this city is a small one.
在他们想这么一座小城，只要两三千个人上去就够了。
So when the people of Israel thought that we only sent 2,000 or 3,000 people to attack,
但是没有想到他们上去失败了，死了36个人。
Yet they failed, and there were 36 people were killed.
那我们说，难道这个以色列军队不是神的军队吗？
Can we say that is the army of Israel, is not the army of the Lord?
那在这攻打爱城的，这一个第一次攻打这个爱城的时候，为什么他们失败了呢？
So why the first time they fell when they, attacked the city of Ai?
很明显，在那次战争，神没有做他们的元帅。
Apparently, God was not among with them.
没有带领他们。
And was not, leading them as
the commander. 但在攻打耶利哥城。在这个战争当中，神确实做他们元帅。
As compared to the attack to the city of Jericho, God was their commander.
所以这个可给我们一个很好的一个提醒。
So this brought us a very good reminder.
其实我们在我们祷告当中，应该是常常先反省一下自己，求神让我们有那个信心呢，能够跟神同工。
It reminds us when we pray, we have to repent and remind us that.May the Lord with us and to be the holy worker, the holy work.
神绝对愿意跟我们同工。
God is willing.
但问题是我们是不是站在神那一边？
But what the matter is, are we standing on his side?
假如是站在神那一边的话，那真的很简单。
But if we stand on his side, the thing will get simpler.
就像攻打耶利哥城一样。
It is like, the Israel people attacked the
city. 方法看起来好像很笨。
It looks, kind of foolish.
哪有这个战争话？
And how come there is a such way, in the battlefield?
神叫他们去绕城。
They are, circling around the city.
前面六天，一天绕一次。
The first, six day,
一天绕一次。
One times in a day, they surround the city.
到第七天，最后那一天，第七天呢？那一天光是那一天，绕七次。
At the seventh day, they surround the city.For seven times.
就这样傻傻的在好像在游行一样，就这样绕绕绕，城，到时候那个城就自然就垮。
It looked foolish as a demonstration. They circled around, but in the end, the city, was falling down.
所以问题在乎说，是不是真的能够认识神，能够顺服神。
So the question, remains that, are we truly understand, the Lord?
我曾经听到过，我们有一位传道在做见证。
I used to hear a pastor do the testimony.
他说刚刚从神学院毕业出去。
He said that once he graduated from the theological school.
刚刚到一个说起来是 陌生的地方。
He went to a place who he is a complete stranger.
不晓得要如何开始工作。
He did not know how to start his work.
他就想到这个攻打耶利哥城的这个这个故事。
Yet he thought about the story of Israel people and Jericho city.
就是去访问。
And he paid visit to members.
尤其当他在访问过一段时间以后，他比较了解了，他晓得有一户信徒呢相当软弱。
After he pays his visit, and now he understood there's one family that is weak.
那是一个妈妈带两个孩子来信，先生还没有信主。
The family was the husband was not a believer, and the mother has the two children believe in Christ.
本来这位姐妹相当热心的。
Initially, the sister was very fervent.
后来有一次在灵恩会，最后一天领完圣餐以后，她倒下来。
But one day at the end of the Holy Communion, after he partake the Holy Communion, he fell down.
这么一倒下来就倒了九年，没有办法离开那个床。
The sister fell and lie on the bed for 9 years.
那这位传道去到那边看到那个情形，心里头实在是很痛苦了。他看到信徒的软弱他心里头不晓得要如何去帮助他。
And the pastor didn't know how to help the sister when he saw this circumstance.
所以他说他就想到这个故事。
Yet he thought about this story.
只能这样子。当然不可能说每天去访问他了，但想到说那前面六天那个工作那种精神，就不断的去访问他，跟教会的一些负责人、一些弟兄姐妹不断去关心他、去访问他。
And the pastor keep on visiting the sister's house. It is like the story of the city of Jericho.
后来比较熟悉了，有一天他就对这些姐妹这样说。
And later on, as he knew better about the sister, she asked her.
跟他讲说，我看你很可怜。
I saw you very pitiful.
已经病倒那么久了。
You have already lay on the bed for so long.
每次来呢，你总是掉眼泪，一直哭。
Every time you came to the church, you always burst into the tears.
大概他一直也想不通，他为什么会遭遇到这件事情。
And she herself could not understand why she has this kind of hardship.
那传道才跟他讲说，你要继续这样哭啊，你已经够可怜了，假如眼睛再哭瞎了，那你更可怜。
And you should, the pastor told the sister, you shouldn't cry continuously because you will eventually be blind.
所以传道不是故意要刺激他。
And the pastor is.He didn't do this on purpose to stir up.
而是他能够观察到，能够体会到，应该时候也差不多，所以他提醒他。
But from his observation, the pastor only sent a reminder to this sister.
所以他跟他讲说，你像这样子，你这样自怨自哀到什么时候呢？你还有两个孩子，还有你先生还没有信你只要继续这样软弱下去，你不刚强起来的话，你这个家庭怎么办？
And the pastor is sending a message to tell her that you should not give up yourself and become weaker and weaker.
但说起来虽然是很容易
It is easier to say than done.
其实这传道晓得说这贞洁完全在乎他自己跟神之间的关系。
And the pastor know that the true problem is lie between her and the Lord.
感谢神了，那个姐妹大概真的时候到了一点就醒过来，醒悟过来。
And thank God, after a while, the sister remained conscious.
所以她自己能够回想到过去种种的这个情形。
So she can understand what's in the past for her.
因为她在那次灵会当中其实她很热心做圣工，但是跟其他的同龄之间大概起了一些误会。
She thought about that there is some misunderstanding in that holy communion between her and the co-worker.
在彼此之间有一些心结。
there's some trouble feeling between her and others.
所以在那次灵会呢，那个领圣餐本来是让我们得到造就、得到益处的，结果他反而那、没有办法得到恩典。
For that Holy Communion is supposed to give her some edification, that she did not receive anything.
那这么一躺就躺久了，躺了九年。
So she laid down for 9 years.
好，当那个这样传道，那位传道这样提醒她之后
，So after the pastor reminded her,
她大概也想通了
，and she thought it through.
哎，结果。很感谢神，马上就有启示了。
And she become better.
那位这位传道他也很敏感，他一看到这种情形，心里都充满了感谢。他心想说：“第七天时候到了。”
And the pastor is also very conscientious. He thought that the 7 days is arriving.
他真的完全从这个攻打耶利哥城的这个事迹当中的能够。在他的工作当中能够体会得出来。
So he can understand the story of the city of Jericho and use it as a good example.
他说在第七天的时候到了。
And it is time for the 7 days coming.
所以他就鼓励那教会的同龄啊或者呢更加关心啊比前面好像这个前面那六天一天只有一次而已啊第七天光是那一天就到了七次啊这等于是更加不仅是加倍了，更加用心的去关怀他。
As time comes, the pastor encouraged the brother and sister of the church.
就感谢神，那个传道在那边工作一年，在一年当中，这个姐妹又站起来。
So thank God, as the pastor worked for the Lord 1 year in that place, and this sister returned.
我听到这个见证，自己很受感动。
When I heard this testimony, I was deeply touched.
因此我自己也这样想。
And I always thought about
myself. 有时候我常常在想说，我们每天聚会，每天读经，每天祷告，到底在做什么？
What do we do every day? We come to the church to do the service, to study the Bible.
其实说起来这些例行工作好像是前面六天的工作一样。
It appears that these are the routine work of the 6 days of the city of Jericho.
只要我们不灰心，很勤劳的不断的去做，一旦有需要啊，当你那个地切的那个需要的那个工作或者是到的时候是实际到那个自然就会发生那个功效。
As long as we don't give up ourselves, when the 7 days come, it will fulfill the holy work.
所以我们可以说，假如没有前面六天的工作，绝对不可能有第七天的机会。
So if there is no six days precedent, then there will be no the 7 days.
但是反过来说了
，But on the contrary,
你即使有前面六天的这种工作，你第七天机会不好好把握的话，同样的命。没办法发生那个效果。
If you have had done the work for the first 6 days and you did not take the good opportunity on the 7th day,
所以真的我们不要忽略了我们平常的聚会、祷告读经的这种生活。
So we should not neglect the routine work daily.
这个好像是一种那个。能力的累积一样，不断的累积累积，一旦需要的时候，自然就会发生那个果效出来。
It is like we accumulate daily our ability until the time comes.
那我们再回过来头来看约书亚记第五章。
Let's turn back to Joshua chapter 5.
当约书亚晓得说这个人就是神本身之后。
As Joshua understood that the person is the Lord himself,
那他的态度又如何?
And what kind of attitude did Joshua have?
他马上俯伏下来在那边拜神。
As the Bible says, Joshua fell down to the ground.
说我主有什么话吩咐仆人?
And said, what message does my Lord?
这让我常常想到说今天我们聚会我们读经或者祷告 到底目的是干什么？
It makes me think about what's the purpose for us to get together in the meeting.
那我们应该有的这种态度又是什么？
What is the correct attitude we should all have?
在我们台湾啊，台湾比较南边、东边啊，东南边那边有啊，那个台东县那边有一个啊，可以说是我们原住民教会那边是早期的一个叫美和教会。
In the southern east part of Taiwan, there's a church, Meihe, was formed for the Aboriginal people.
那是一个原住民的教会。
That was the church, belongs to the Aboriginal.
他们的话跟我们普通话不一样。
The language they speak, is completely different from
华语啦，或者闽南语都不一样。
And it's different from Taiwanese or Fukienese.
在那边啊，我常记得有一位老姐妹。
I still remember there's an old sister in that church.
她不是原住民。
She was not the Aboriginal.
她只会说福建话。
And she can only speak Fukienese.
华语她听不懂。
She couldn't understand the Chinese Mandarin.
那个原住民阿美话她也听不懂。
And she couldn't understand the Aboriginal word language either.
我记得第一次到那边去的时候呢，我就问这位老姐妹说。阿伯，你听懂吗？
I remember the very first time when I visited this church, I asked her, do you understand what they're saying?
她笑一笑，摇摇头说，听不啊。
And she shake her head and smile, said,
那我问她说，那怎么办？
So what can you do?
她跟我讲说，没有关系啊，我来这边我是来拜神的。
She said, it doesn't matter, I came here, the purpose is to worship the Lord.
她真的听不懂。
She truly cannot understand
the
language.
然后他跟我讲说，虽然听不懂，但我听他们唱赞美声很好听啊。
Although I can't understand the language, I heard their singing the choir, which is beautiful.
最后再加一句说，那祷告哦，祷告我会，哎，祷告不用翻译的了。
And she added one word that's when pray, but prayer does not need the language.
真的，我每次去到那个地方，就看到老人家。就坐在那里安安静静坐着，从头聚会开始一直到聚会结束，他一句都听不懂。
Every time when I came to that place, I saw that this old sister sit there quietly, and although she couldn't understand a bit of the language,
但是她就存着那种拜神的心。
But she has the heart of worshiping the Lord.
所以今天我们一个真正虔诚敬拜神的人应该有的态度。
So today, a truly godly person, we should have this kind of attitude.
我想应该还是存着感恩的心。
We should all have the thankful heart.
其实那位老姐妹，因为她知道她主的恩典在她身上很大。
The old sister understand that how great is thy grace.
而一个会感恩的人
，and a thankful person，
更应该提醒自己能够尽本我们的本分来做服事的工作。
Who should also remind herself to.Do the holy work.
So yes,
the Lord.
耶稣要在这边才这边请问神说，我主有什么话吩咐仆人
？So here, Joshua asked the person, "What message does my Lord?"
神就对他说了。
And the commander of the Lord replied,
说把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Take off your sandals.
说因为你所站的地方是圣的。
For the place where you are standing.Is holy.
那约书亚就照着行了。
And Joshua did so.
这个记载很简单。
It is written very simply.
约书亚就照着行。
Joshua did what he was heard.
但我们不要忘记。
But we shouldn't forget.
这边神提醒他。
The Lord reminded him.
说你所站的地方是圣的。
As you standing, the place is holy.
今天我们有没有去想想看，我们今天所站的地方到底是什么地方？
Today, do we ever think about where we're standing right now?
我们说在拜神，到底是到什么地方拜神
？We keep saying worshiping the Lord at what place?
礼拜堂这个地方
，in the chapel.
没有错，这是圣殿圣所。
It is a holy place.
这应该是圣洁的，应该是分别为圣。
It should be holy and from apart from others.
但这个是分别啊，这是物质的殿而已。
And although this is a chapel of
interior
life,
是指着我们每一位领受神救恩，主耶稣宝血所救赎的我们。
the truly temple is referred to us who was saved by precious blood of Jesus.
所以这就在提醒我们，今天我们不管到什么，走到什么地方，那个地方是不是能够啊，是我们真正神跟我们同在的地方。
I think that the bottom line is if we travel from one place to another, where it is the true holy place.
所以假如我们能够真正存着这种分别为圣的心呢？
If we have this kind of heart to distinguish ourselves from others,
那我相信我们的敬拜神这种心态绝对是对的。
And if we have this kind of attitude and heart set us apart from others, it is absolutely correct.
所以今天很感谢神有这个机会啊，用这段圣经跟我们大家一起分享。
So I thank God truly that He has given me the opportunity to use these verses to encourage one another.
从约书亚他领受神所托付给他这个责任
from Joshua receiving the duty by the Lord
身为一个领导者应当有的这个责任
and what kind of the duties that a leader should have
以及他他所盼望的
and what Joshua hope for
我想今天在我们教会或者在我们家庭里头都一样
it is either in our church at home it should be the same
都很希望说我们都能够成为彼此很好的同工
We expect all of us become a good holy workers
所以很感谢黄执事他将这个机会让给我因为他大概认我是他的好同工
I really thank Deacon Huang to give me this substitution because I think he is really a good holy worker
所以我不客气把他接受下因为这是神的恩典我也认为他是我的好同工
So without any hesitance I took the opportunity and I think that he
considered
me as a holy worker
所以他更客气了 他说他已经在这工作一段时间所以将这个机会又让给我们
And Pastor Tur has a timid because he thought himself alreadyWork for months.
我想我们都不会推辞
And we should not reject one another.
因为我们都是真的都是在完成神所托付我们的工作
Because we are here to do the holy work and our duty that was given by the Lord.
但总是很希望说我们能够大家都能够在主的恩典当中彼此互相关系彼此互相带导而且真的能够长进
and in God's grace we should all concern and care for each other and we should all progress and prosper
用那个虔诚敬拜神这种心彼此来服侍
with our sincere heart we should serve each other
愿主耶稣祝福我们大家
may the Lord give his blessing to every one of us